Usually, when old songs come back on the charts, it's because a musician has died and people are feeling nostalgic. Think Prince or David Bowie. That's not the case this week. NPR's Andrew Limbong tells us how Ghost Town DJ's song, My Boo, is once again a hit.
This is an Instagram video of two teens from New Jersey, Kevin Vincent and Jeremiah Hall, goofing off and dancing to a version of The Running Man to a song that's got a couple years on them. They gave it a hashtag, Running Man Challenge. It spread fast, which, of course, landed the two kids to a spot on The Ellen Show.
Yeah, and we were sitting there, and the song, My Boo, just started playing in my head, so I was like, I'm just gonna sing it. So I started singing,
I started dancing it. And
so Rodney Carmichael is a senior writer with Creative Loafing in Atlanta. That's the alt weekly there, and it's also where Ghost Town DJs were based.
If there's any city that's gonna put out a song that's still gonna make you dance 20 years later, it would be something coming out of Atlanta.
Back in 96, Atlanta was an especially interesting place. The Olympics were coming to the city. A little group called Outkast was about to release its second album. And Freaknik, the big party in Atlanta for black college students, was a national thing, says Carmichael.
If you could imagine Daytona Beach, but replace it with all black kids.
Or to put it another way, from one of the Ghost Town DJs himself, Rodney Terry.
It was Mardi Gras in the streets, pretty much.
He says they premiered the record at Freaknik, and it became a national hit.
The beat was Miami, and the singing was California.
As for how he feels about its current resurgence...
Overwhelming to a degree, but I'm just very, very grateful that this is going on. I don't understand it, you know, but it's not for me to understand.
That's all right, Rodney. Just let the people dance. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.